This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are excited to have you guys with us this week. We got some cool stories coming up. I think something that you are never going to believe, Donald. Never going to believe. And I can't tell you what it is until we come back. But it's you, Donald, myself, and Ava, and I am shot out of a cannon, so we're going to have a fun show today. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Merry Christmas, Donald.
Merry Christmas to
Ava.
All. Merry Christmas.
Yep, absolutely. Hope everyone out there is having one of those. It's always a good thing.
Music will come on later.
Music will come on later.
Unless you're listening on Sunday. Hopefully the Christmas music will be done for you.
Right.
But if it's Christmas Day,
it still will play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
None in the show, though.
No. So I thought it would be wise, kind of the wise men thing, I'm feeling the Christmas theme, wise for us to have an education. Don seems to think skiing has nothing to do with the outdoors.
I never said that.
We never want me to follow it. Oh, well, see, there we go.
No, we can follow it. No, we don't want to go there, do we?
No.
We don't want to go there,
you sure?
Do we? Yes.
Yeah, what? She did win the Giants Slalom last week.
Now with the shift run report.
Nope. Hey, Breezy won. First time she's won. Breezy from United States. Actually, when the first time she's been on the podium, she won an event. So, downhill. That was a big deal. U.S. ski team. So, U.S. ski team is rocking. So, the guys just got a victory first time downhill in 5 years on the World Cup. So, that's not what I'm talking about, though,
okay.
Donald.
Good.
You're going to think I'm making up a word. Skunting. It's the ancient art of hunting on skis.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The origin of skiing and hunting, Chinese, Russians, and Scandinavians were all early adopters. And in fact, they have been riding on the snow for over 5,000 years, Don. You're not buying it.
It's kind of why they have the biathlon.
Yeah, but this is different. So what they do is they call it a post-holing, or they take a post or a long stick, and yep. Then they push with that side to side. So I have one long stick. It's kind of like paddling, only you're doing it with...
On skis?
On skis.
And you're hunting.
And you're hunting.
So you got a rifle on your back?
It would be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So traditional ski hunting firsthand, this individual that had written this particular story with the Kazakh tribesmen of Central Asia. And he wrote the practice was used in hunting Asian elk on skis. He said it looked like a sub-zero rodeo where they run down elk in deep snow using a lasso and a pair of rudimentary planks on their feet.
They're doing this today, are they?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily today, but they will be.
Okay. So
what are they using for weapons? There are a number of them. They're using a bolt-action rifle, very few parts, which is the reason that they do that. And they do use a scope, and the barrels can be any length possible. But isn't this fantastic, Don?
Why are they running them down? You can shoot them 300 yards from anywhere.
Well, because you want to separate the bigger ones from the smaller ones.
Oh, okay.
Swiftness of a cross-country ski allows a skier to cover more ground and sustaining a movement combined with frequent pauses, pressures, rabbits, and other small game. Because it could be elk, it can be rabbit, it can be anything. They're going to do this on skis. And what the important part here was, Don, in my mind, was that you can actually do this. It's still going on right now. And not just a mode of transportation are cross-country skis. It is also a mode of hunting and being in that actual tribes do. They've been doing it forever and ever. So skiing does have a link to hunting. And forevermore, now I have that capability of making sure
talking
you know
about
that.
It.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He just wanted
I think
to
I
make
would
sure.
Go, I would go with snowshoes, to be honest.
Why?
Because it's a lot safer.
I don't
you said rudimentary skis, so I'm just going to get
no,
two. They're flopping around with 2x4s on their feet.
Don.
What?
They have amazing wide skis with edges that I happen to have, similar to Telemark, but they're a backcountry ski, and they have permanent scales on the bottom, so you're able to go forward and fly virtually. And if the snow is hard, you can still dig in an edge. Boots are warm, gaiters, the apparel. That's the only – okay, so this is the this is the one thing that I would say that it would be a challenge, and I think that this is a point of conversation. Normally in hunting, we always talk about going into a stand, and you have to be careful you don't work up a sweat. Wouldn't you work up a major sweat if you're cross-country?
Trust me, you will.
Would that?
Yes.
Now, if you're active and chasing, if you're chasing, then it doesn't matter because you're going – you're obviously –
You said it was like a rodeo. I was picturing you're going to rope them.
Well – if you think about it, that's one way to do it. The other way, I mean, there's multiple methodologies to go hunt. You can do a lasso, which in that case, I'm serious, would not be, in my mind, the optimal thing to do when you're on skis.
No, because you can go ski during then.
That's called ski during. Yeah, see, yes. Don, it all fits in. I'm glad you're on board now.
Oh,
I like how you jumped on the bandwagon. See how that worked?
Easy.
So yeah. I love it. That's John.
I've played with those kind of skis. They're not that easy.
You do it on downhill, actually. In Steamboat, they do ski during with the horses down Main Street, and then they go over jumps.
No. Nope.
And that's no joke. I'm not getting a big festival.
I would hurt myself.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. Important factor right now. We brought it up before, more so than ever with the warm weather that we had during the week within the Midwest, kind of an unseasonably warm day or two that we've had this week. Cautions about if you're going out on the ice, you're not going to be going out on the ice in skis, which is great because if you fell in, you'd probably be in trouble. But in this case, if you go out, make sure you are considering what the ice has been and what it has been as far as temperatures, freeze, and thaw, because right now there are weird conditions going on. I talked to a couple of my buddies up north, and they said they've got pockets where it had melted through, and it is ice in one section. The wind blew a section open, and that ice is literally 3/4 of an inch to 1 inch that they don't know what happened, how it got that thin, but
cautious.
Blew open. So DNR is putting that out as a real key because there's a lot of people that are starting to bring ice their big houses out right now. So I'd say be cautious. Make sure you're checking it. Don't assume anything. And make sure your Christmas is a safe and your holidays because a lot of people have the whole week off.
You want it to be merry.
Yeah.
If your ice house went through, it would not be.
No.
No, it'd be a sad day.
No, it would. Yeah, you turn your ice house into a boat, and that's not a good thing.
Right.
Not even remotely. So, we'll tell you what, Don. We are going to come back. Got some cool stories. Talk a little bit about the winter wolf hunt in Wisconsin. What's going on there? And a Florida police officer that found himself on a couple koozie critters when he had a little accident he found. So that and more when we return.